This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, what a good idea that would be. You know, it's always a good idea. But today, you know, this is really funny because I had to run an errand before the program this morning, which I really don't like to do. I sort of like to keep myself like in this little bubble before the program because when I run errands, I'm usually, most of the errands I have to run on the subway. And the idea of getting stuck on the subway is one of those things. It's happened a number of times. And so, you know, I really try to make sure that anything that's even the least bit potentially stressful happens after the program. So, for example, my program directors have all known, if they want to yell at me, you can't yell at me before the program. You can't yell at me during the program. Yell at me after the program so I have time to recover, assuming I'm not fired. And my producers know if they're about to give me, you know, Joy, if I'm about to leave, don't tell me before the program, tell me after the program. So, I mean, and I think this is true for most people who have to sort of get up there and be at least consistent on a day-to-day basis as we want. Bad news after the fact. I'm one of those people who thinks that if somebody's died, you don't call them in the middle of the night to tell them that they died. Someone died because everybody does better on a full night's sleep, right? Or at least some night's sleep. So unless you're 100% sure that somebody's going to be awake, bad news is best delivered in the morning rather than the middle of the night, after the program rather than before the program, certainly not during the program. You know that. And I mean, that, it's always one of those kind of sort of, because you don't want someone to find out some other way. You don't want them to discover by watching the news or something, you know, horrifying like that. So it's sometimes a bit of a challenge to make sure that that it's appropriate and that you hear, that people hear, especially bad news, in a relatively compassionate way. But don't be stupid, okay? So at any rate, how did I start on this? Oh, because I was running around this morning and was a little bit, but everything worked fine. So there. But so part of the thing that I did was I was checking kind of like day in history and stuff like that. And I actually don't care a whole lot about National Potato Chip Day. You know, it's just not high on my calendar. What can I tell you? But being the math major that we know I am, and Manny, I actually sent Manny an email last week after my huge decimal point error on the number of people over 100. But at least I'm consistent. I know that decimal points are my kryptonite. But today is National Pi Day, like PI, like 1.14159. So I saw that. I was looking at it on my phone because I wanted to be as prepared as I could, given the fact that I was running errands in stressful situations, so I wanted to do as much prep ahead of time as I could. So I thought, well, wait a minute, 3.14159. So in theory, 3 is the month, right? 1.4 is today. And I guess there's, you don't put 2,000 in, because 3.142 is a word. I knew it was 3.14159. Then it goes 2, and at one point I actually had memorized pi to like 65 digits, but that's because I was young and stupid and didn't have better things to do. But I suppose, being math majors, that people round 3.14159 to 3.1416. Because in theory, last year on this day was the closest, but that's because, but then you get to the issue of 9, and 9 rounds up, right? Anything over 5, you know, you round up. You know that, Matt? You know that, Manny, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Joy, I'm not a math major, but I'm not stupid. Okay, I got it.
I'm pretty good at math.
So,
but I'm pretty good at math.
Well, yeah, but I seduced you with my decimal points last week. Both of us were thinking, this can't be right, and we were right. It wasn't right. So anyway, today is National Pi Day. It actually is the ultimate Pi Day. The largest correspondence between calendar dates and significant dates of Pi since the introduction of the Julian calendar. But the ultimate one actually happened on this day in history in 1592. Okay, because that would be 3.141592. So, dun, dun, dun.
And that was 424 years ago.
Not even counting anything. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. You did it. So, for those of you who are not math majors, I can give you the rice cheer, which will help you to remember this, to dazzle your children, your grandchildren, your math teacher, your Cocker Spaniel. Secant, tangent, cosine, sine, 3.14159. Go, rice, academs. And you folks know what pi is, right? Do you know what pi is? I mean, past the number, do you know what it actually signifies?
It's got something to do with circular measuring.
Exactly. Yeah. The ratio of a circle circumference to its diameter.
Right.
And it turns out that it occurs naturally in a lot in space. It turns out, I guess E is the healing factor, something like that. But let's see, they've got 3,114 facts about pi, but I don't think we're going to do that. I mean, I think just knowing it's Pi Day and that, as Manny points out, the ultimate Pi Day occurred 400 and some years ago. 400, what'd you say, 24?
424.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. 424 is not a bad number either.
No.
It's divisible by, that'd be 106, so it's divisible by a whole bunch of stuff, all of which I'm not going to compute at this moment, because I'm a psychologist primarily. It's also the day that it was good news for people who like either cotton or gin, which actually have nothing to do with each other. I just decided that would be a fun thing to say. Eli Whitney patented the cotton gin in 1794, which actually has a lot to do with cotton and nothing to do with gin. My microphone is doing weird things this morning, but it sounds okay, right?
Yeah, it sounds
good. It's having a hard time sort of keeping itself in position. You thought I was going to say erect, but I didn't. Shame on you. In 1900, the gold standard was ratified, placing the United States currency on the gold standard. A lot of people think that, I mean, that's a lot of controversy about that, believe it or not. The first sound version of Showboat opens at Radio City Music Hall in 1936. If you folks are ever in New York, you should actually go to Radio City for something other than the Christmas pageant, although the Christmas pageant's fun. But the organ comes up out of the floor, and they have all these elevators that go below. They actually have backstage tours of Radio City, which are really fun. They just did a multi-gazillion dollar renovation about 4 or 5 years ago, and it is beautiful. Incredible sound system. I got to see a remake of My Fair Lady at Radio City. It's a huge stage, a huge screen, and they played the organ along with the soundtrack. So if you get a chance to go to Radio City, do. It's really one of the wonders of probably the world as well as New York. On this day in 1964, Jack Ruby was found guilty of killing Lee Harvey Oswald. This is an interesting thing. They say the assumed assassin of JFK. I've never seen it actually written like that. The assumed assassin. Oh, Warren Commission, conspiracy theories. And in 2007, the first World Math Days was celebrated, partially because of 3.14, right? Though it was 07 there, which is, oh, please, hello. All righty, 855-993-7569. I have to tell you a story that has a little bit to do with one of the things. All right, Manny, I was thinking that we talk about dream jobs today. But I have to tell you a story just because it has to do a little bit. It doesn't actually have to do with middle names. It has to do with names.
Okay.
As I mentioned, I have a friend that that is very sick, and so I've been visiting and whatever. I'll tell you the story when I come back, all right? Because maybe when you're visiting somebody who's very sick, part of what you do is look for comic relief. Tell me if you don't think this is funny when I return, all right? 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind that is non-mathematical and doesn't even have to do with potato chips, feel free to call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bites for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I suppose if you're not a mathematician, what you could do is celebrate National Pie Day by having a slice. Right? You could have pizza, you could have blueberry, you could have cheese.
Right.
Although they don't call them cheese pies, they call them cheesecakes. There you go, right? All right, so let me tell you my quick story, and then I think we'll talk about things that people want to do in retirement. And then we'll let the middle name story sort of marinate a little bit. We got a lot of responses on that. So I'm at the hospital, and first of all, it's a huge hospital complex, and nobody told me where I was going. And so, and it's really early in the morning. It's like 8:45 or something, which I know may not sound very early for you, but I had to travel a long way. So, and they told me what floor she was on, but not which wing, and it's a huge hospital. So, I, of course, I go to the wrong place, which is locked. I've never heard of a hospital being locked, but never realized it was locked. Finally got to the right place. They're having a power outage at hospital, which I guess can be pretty serious. So I climb up the stairs, and they, I mean, it's actually very restful in a hospital, because you know, you think of hospitals as being very bright and very austere. I sort of said, should I have brought a candle? I mean, it was dark. So I go in, and I'm dealing with my friend. And they're making an announcement over the PA system. And I don't know, this may have been code, because as you know, at hospitals, they have a lot of things that are coded so it doesn't upset people. So they're paging this person. This person's name, and hopefully this person's not listening, and I'm hoping it's not a real person for a couple of reasons. They say, we're paging Lolita Dufus. And I'm in this, you know, I'm in hospice, essentially. And I break into giggles. Can you imagine somebody whose name was Lolita Dufus as a 12-year-old growing up? I mean, first of all, your first name is Lolita. And there may be a whole several generations of people who don't know who Lolita was. If I said Lolita, would you know who what that referred to in general, Manny?
No.
Okay. Well, Nabokov wrote a book called Lolita, and it was about a young girl, 12 or 13-year-old girl, seducing an older man. And Jeremy Irons, it's been a controversial banned book for, I don't know, since he wrote it, which is probably, I don't know, maybe the 40s. And the idea, Jeremy Irons played the role, I think on an HBO special that got banned or something. It's been huge. I think James Mason played it in the original movie. But the idea, and what was, her name just went in and out of my head, who played the nymphette. But the name Lolita, you've never heard somebody referred to as a Lolita?
No, I have. I mean, I've heard of people who've been given that name.
But no, not all right. But the term Lolita tends to be a kind of junior sex pot. Novel Vladimir Nabokov, written in 1955. Oh, sorry, so I was a little off. Let's see if it's got Stanley Kubrick made the movie. I'm trying to see if it's got in 1962. I just wanted. There was another that was made in by Adrian Lynn. I'm just trying to remember what the girl's name was. She's blonde, and I her face is going in and out of my... I will find it. Well, that's Jeremy Irons. That isn't the one I want. And Melanie Griffith, Franklin, Jill. I want the other one. I want the original. A man marries his landlady so he can take advantage of her daughter. But I want the original one. All right, so we'll find it. And it's going to drive me crazy until I get a number. But the point is that it's referred to, when you see the pictures, it's got like little heart-shaped sunglasses. And she's always used Sue Lyons. She's always, and it was James Mason. And Shelley Winters played the mom. And she's sucking a lollipop. And the idea is that she, I mean, depending on whose perspective you look at, that either he's taking advantage of you know, he's basically a pedophile because she's 12 or 13, or that she is, the idea is that she is seductive, that it's her, I mean, it's kind of an old-fashioned notion. These days it would never be viewed as her sort of seducing him, because the idea is that she doesn't know what she's doing. In the early version, the idea was that she absolutely knew what she was doing. All right, so the kid's name is Lolita, which luckily she may get away with it just because nobody knows what that name means anymore. But doofus? Everybody knows what a doofus is, right?
Yeah.
So all I could think of was this poor kid who, when she's 12 or 13, got named Lolita Dufus. I think it's probably a made-up name. I'm hoping so. Maybe it means somebody goes to the children's ward or something. I don't know what it means. At any rate. So, all right, it was, maybe I was just looking for an unnecessary giggle, but I got one. All righty, let's look at, just because we got so many responses. We've asked what, you know, what your perfect job would be. But basically, when you think about a perfect job, I think all of us get, dare I use the word seduced, let's say distracted by having to make a living or doing what our parents want or making it reasonable or being able to talk about it at cocktail parties or however we're going to look at it. But the idea is, so we ask the question somewhat inadvertently of what's your dream job after you retire. And this was, Manny and I were having a discussion about people living longer. And the idea is that people are not only living longer, but they because they're living longer, they need to think about money for longer periods of time. And then quite often it gives them, they have a mandatory retirement in one job, but then they can move to another. So we ask people, what was the what's your dream job once you retire? So presumably you don't have the same constraints. So do you have, I know you're awfully far away from retirement, but do you have a dream job once you retire, Manny? Have you thought of something you'd really love to do if you didn't have to worry about anything?
Well, I've always wanted to get into voiceover work.
All righty. A tough field, as you know.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't pursue it. Who was I talking to? Oh, I know. Somebody in my building who is a physician who decided he wanted to do voiceover work. Certainly something to do. If you don't need to make, because, I mean, quite often the reason people go into voiceovers is because you can make so much money at it. But you can make so much money if you're James Earl Jones.
Right.
I don't know. But if you're doing it for fun. I had the first audition that somebody ever sent me on for voiceover. It was the first time I'd ever done it. And it came down to me and one other person. And the other person was James Earl Jones.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, I can sound like a lot of things, but James Earl Jones is not one of them. But and after that, I thought, well, you should probably quote while you're ahead. So it's the thing is, it's like auditioning for an awful lot of things. You have to be available to audition a lot. So, I mean, it's certainly if you get one, you know, if you get one terrific gig, I mean, it can be very, very lucrative. But So there you go. All right. So you'd like to, I think what I'd like to do if I retire, although it doesn't actually make a whole lot of sense, is to work on my foundation. But the point being that having a radio program is a huge advantage for the foundation, presumably. So I don't know what I'm going to do. All right. So let's see what other people are going to do. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 888-928-8822 or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Or the 855-993-7569. Let's hear what people want to do when they are retiring.
We'll start with Mark. And Mark says, to volunteer for the LGBT community as much as possible, especially with seniors.
That's an interesting idea. Great. All right.
Allison says, a professional reader, nonprofit.
Reader meaning for a publishing company or for reading for the blind or what?
She does not specify.
Doesn't say.
Okay. Robert says, I used to have dreams of retiring, but now I will be working up to lunch break the day I die.
There was a sign I saw on the highway that said, contribute to a worthwhile charity, your retirement. Okay, got it.
Barbara says, I will never retire, but I want to work with or for animals.
Okay.
Dave says, a hammock tester and fishing boat tester.
Yeah, I hear there's a huge market for that.
Susie says, I won't be able to retire, but I would like to rescue dogs.
Okay. You know, you can do that without retiring. You can go to an animal rescue league. Who was I talking to who's doing a lot of that? And you can also volunteer as like a walker or a foster parent, all sorts of things.
Amy says, I would like to be a multiples specialist. I like to help families who have quads and quints, etc., to get organized and make it through that first year or two. I've volunteered with two sets of quints and just loved it.
Wow. Gee, I wonder how you came up with that. That's kind of an interesting phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah.
There certainly are different issues.
Paul says, a highly skilled grandfather.
Well, I have the feeling that you'd be very good at that. There you go.
Susan says she'd like to be a photographer.
I know. I actually have a friend who ran a recording studio. That isn't how I met her. She was my neighbor is how I met her. But she took up photography and is now having shows and things of that sort.
Catherine says, a library children reader. As a former preschool teacher, I love reading to children and getting into the characters of the stories.
Well, again, you don't need to retire to do that. You can still do that. I mean, I've done it for, I think there's National Literacy Day. You can go to libraries if you can find a library. You could volunteer at a local elementary school. I don't think you necessarily need to wait that one out.
Fred says, I want Bill Gates' job.
Doing what? Giving away money or what? I don't.
Denise says, I'm looking for it right now.
Well, hopefully we'll give you some ideas, or you can let us know when you decide what you're doing.
Jennifer says, a medicine woman in the forest near the sea.
Medicine woman in the forest near the sea. This sounds like Hiawatha Revisited or something. Pocahontas. There you go. A medicine woman in a forest near the sea. Well, probably, I'm trying to think. You could do the Pacific Northwest. You could do Maine, I suppose. Rhode Island. Hard to, especially, you know, I think you have to, I suppose you could do Canada. The medicine woman, I don't know that you have to go to school for that, but okay. I mean, I'm game for that.
Marie says, we are enjoying our retirement already, traveling, gardening, biking, gardening, etc.
Did she mention gardening twice?
She did, yes. She goes on to say, and most of all, attending all of our grandchildren's activities.
There seems to be a lot of that going around, isn't there?
Yeah. Never a dull moment. As long as you are financially secure, it is a wonderful time in your life. Life is so good.
Well, that's the deal, isn't it? To sort of try and make sure that, again, you can't take it with you, but you definitely want to have it around while you're still around.
Carrie says, bed and breakfast owner by the beach.
Bed and breakfast owner by the beach. That's a lot of bees. All righty. Fair enough.
Kim says, Disney World. I want to work at the Bippity Bippity Boutique, making little girls into princesses every day.
It sounds like a great possibility. I wonder if she's been to Disney. It sounds like she may have, if she knows that, if she knows what's going on at Disney. But, did you know that the Disney is one of the, I think it's like the second most requested honeymoon destination in the world.
Really?
Especially for Europeans. I don't know what Disney Europe is anymore. I know they were having some problems at one point.
That's Disney World or Disneyland?
Disney World. Disneyland's in California. So Disney right. World, the one in Florida. Which right. is, you could put Disneyland in a parking lot of Disney World. It's much bigger, much right. bigger, much fancier. And apparently there used to be at least a Disney Japan, and it's the most popular site for weddings in Japan. But the wait is sometimes so long that people come here instead. The Japanese kids who want to get married at Disney or honeymoon there come here. Hmm. Apparently they have very nice packages.
Adeline says, own a small hotel.
You know, you guys who want to, you know, I know a lot of people's, maybe it's from, remember the old, you're probably too young, let's begin, the old Bob Newhart show, the second one, not the first one. The first one, he was a therapist. The second one, I think he owned, was Suzanne Plachette, I think, an inn in Maine or something. Mm-hmm. And I think that gave people, everybody I know who's tried to do that, it's a very hard life. That, and you're always at, I mean, you talk about hospitality industry, there's, especially with a B&B, there's no buffer. It's not, you're on call 24/7. You have people who can sometimes be lovely and sometimes be cranky. But people who run their own place work very long hours. But God bless. I mean, I like going to B&Bs. I think they're really fun.
Ella says, I'm a wife and a mother. I'm not allowed to retire.
Well, but you're also allowed to get paid, she said, batting her baby blue eyes.
Melinda says, the Peace Corps would be nice.
Yeah, I've always thought about doing that. I thought Jimmy Carter's mom was really inspirational about that, of Miss Lillian, of joining the Peace Corps when she was 90 or something. I think that'd be great.
Colleen says, I'll never retire, nor do I want to, but I'm living the dream as an antiques dealer. It is like it's like getting paid for what I do for free. Win-win.
Would you read that again for me?
She says, I'll never retire, nor do I want to, but I'm living my dream as an antiques dealer. It's like getting paid for what I would do for free.
There you go. All righty. Fair enough.
Sally says, a dog petter?
Dog petter. Yeah, there is that.
Heidi says, a novelist?
Well, I mean, you can pet dogs and write novels without retiring.
Lily says, retiring is my dream job.
I don't know. You know, it's really funny. I was talking to a couple people, and there really do seem to be people who are really quite content doing essentially nothing or very little, and people that drives them quite nuts. So I guess you just have to decide what you are. I was talking with somebody, and I've never forgotten his comment. He said, I'm failing retirement. So what are you going to say?
Victoria says, a talk radio host.
There you go. All righty. Is she waiting for me to retire, or is she going to knock me off, or what's the... Or maybe she doesn't do psychology. She may do politics.
She's coming for your job, Joy.
She is. She's behind me.
Christine says, elementary school crossing guard. The kids are still so sweet and innocent. It's enough to have something to keep you busy and so joyful to see all the little kiddos with smiles on their faces.
Yeah, I know a number of people who've done that as well. And the only problem is the weather. I mean, when it's nice, it's great. When it's really horrible weather, and not so much snow. Snow's okay. It's when it's really either windy or rainy that it can be kind of unpleasant to be standing out there. But I remember crossing guards, and they still have them certainly around here.
Hmm. Patricia says, I've had my retirement job for the past 37 years, although she does not specify what that job is.
I would guess that that's probably wife and mother, but who knows? We'll just have to speculate since she's not telling. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections,
infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brong Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Debbie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy, how are you? It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind?
I have got a personal friend, actually it's a family friend, who is running a room for me and doesn't pay on time. And he's supposed to pay $400 a month, and this month he only wants to pay me $100, says he doesn't have any money.
How long has he been there?
He's been there about a year.
Is this the first time he's been late?
No, it's not. No, it's not the first time. But this is the first time he's been this far behind. You know, before it was maybe like $200. Now it's like $300 he's behind.
Did he give you a security deposit?
No.
How good a friend, family friend is he?
He's actually, I dated him for, probably about 15 to 18 years, and then we sort of had a parting of the ways when he gambled all this money away and his inheritance and his house and everything, and I just knew that I couldn't be involved with somebody like that, but we've sort of remained friends because my kids were really close to him.
Darling, you are involved with him again. You're not only...
Well, not... Just to let him live there. We're not dating.
I know. Listen, I'll tell you a couple things. If the reason after 15 or 18 years you knew that you left him because of his gambling hasn't changed, and that's where the rent money's going. Does he have a job?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Does he have a job?
No, he does not. He has got a pension, and he says it's not that much, but I can't believe anything he says.
No.
However, in a year, he'll be getting Social Security, and he should be making fairly good money. But, you know, both of us know that he's not going to have any more money than he has right now, because it'll be out the door, too.
All right. Look, I think either you have to do this as your charity of the month and take it off your income tax, talk to your accountant about it and take it off your income tax, or I would do one of two things. I would, instead of charging him $400 a month, I would charge him $100 a week. So the first time, which
means...
Well,
that's what he's been paying me. That's what he's been paying me.
Yeah, but he's already behind 3 weeks.
Right.
All right. So what I would say to him is, if you've got one more week to come up with the money, and if you don't, then I'll see if I can't help you find a place to live, but you basically are going to be behind a whole month, and I just can't sustain that. So you have to do one of two things. You either have to decide that this is going to be my charity, and I can afford $400 a month, and that, you know, anything he gives me is gravy, and this is my good deed to the universe, or to decide that this is, you know, that I need the $100 a week for this, and the first time he's behind, he has to get either caught up now, and the first time he misses a payment, he's out, and just tell him that, and have him sign the paper.
Okay.
But you do one or the other, because this is, I mean, he's doing the same thing to you now that he was doing for the 15 to 18 years. It's just without the sex.
Right. Yep. Yep.
So I just explained to him, I'd say, yeah, exactly. I would just say, look, you've got 1 week to come up with the money, and if not, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, and you know, I'll buy you lunch every once in a while. But I can't afford to do this anymore. Because if he were gonna do it, if he comes up with the money, which he might, he'll borrow it probably from a family member. Then what I would say to him is, we need to make sure that this money is taken out. You can get an automatic. Does he have a bank account?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't leave his money in there. His pension.
Listen to me. If he has a pension or Social Security or anything that's coming, they'll send it to a bank account. Not always, I guess.
Right.
But if they send it to the bank account.
Well, that's where it goes.
Yeah. So if it goes to the bank account, what you can have is an automatic withdrawal from the bank account before he ever sees it. So it comes in on the first of the month. And yeah, on the first, and 10 minutes after it hits the account, it's in your account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can do that. If he comes up with the money. At this moment, I wouldn't mess with that. I would just say, you've got one week to come up with the $400. And if you do that, then we're going to start having an automatic withdrawal, $100 a week, automatically from your account to my account. And the bank won't charge you for it, won't charge either of you for it. And that way you'll get your money.
Okay.
Or decide that this is a charity. Whatever you do, write it up and have him sign it, and you sign it so you can say, listen, you agreed to this. You signed it. Because the verbal stuff, nobody remembers. Everybody forgets. You know, we already did the story on that.
Right.
So if he comes, I would give him 1 week. And if not, I mean, you learn the lesson. It cost you $400 to learn the lesson, which was better than 18 years of your life. And or decide it's a charity, and anything he gives you is fine. But if you want to go forward on this on a business arrangement, then write up the contract, have him sign it, have it come out of his bank automatically.
Okay, thank you very much. That's what
you're
I'm going to do.
All righty. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome, because that's what the government does. All right, folks, the point about this is severalfold. Number one, you got to figure out what you're doing going in. And whether, I mean, look, assuming that everybody will behave exactly as they're supposed to, it's great if it happens, but if it doesn't happen, what you need to make sure is that you have a strategy, that you know exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. Because if you don't, you're going to lose a friend, you're going to lose the money, the whole thing is going to just be bloody and awful. So if you're dealing with a friend, let's erase this.
if you're dealing with a business arrangement, whether it's loaning somebody money, renting someone an apartment, selling somebody a car, hiring somebody to do some work, whatever you're doing, if it has anything to do with money and business, put it in writing. Because if you don't, it will come whatever percentage of the time, it will smack you upside the head. You will lose the money and the friendship and the relationship. If it's in writing, there's at least some possibility that you'll be literally on the same page with the other person. And if you're not, you can say, well, wait a minute, here's what happens. And because it's a business arrangement, it should not only be in writing, it should specify penalties. It should specify dates, amounts, expectations. Do not combine business and friendship. You can certainly do business with your friends. You can certainly be friendly with your business associates, but they're not the same thing. And you can see in this particular case, she's going to lose everything. I mean, we know what's going to happen, right? He's going to say, well, we know what's going to happen because it's already happened. If you were really my friend, you wouldn't do this. I didn't think you were going to do this. If I had the money, I would pay you. And you can be the bank of Lynn if you need to be, or the bank of Manny, or the, I suppose, bank of Joy that says, okay, here's what's going to cost. When your landlord rents you an apartment, one of the things they do is a credit check to make sure that you can actually afford the amount that you say you're going to pay. It's not a bad idea. It's certainly why professionals get involved as opposed to amateurs. But if you're doing business with a friend and want to make it business-like and keep the friendship, put it in writing. Are we clear about that? I know you're not going to, but you should. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.